Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned to
Disorderly Conduct
with your host,
Vincent the Bay.
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 Hi there, honey. I'm number one.
Hi there, fella. I'd like to see you after the show.
Gay or what? Check, 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 check. 1, 2, 1, 2. Is this thing on? Hello? Checkity check. 1, 2.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Gay or what?
Vince in the Bay.
Oh, motherfucking hell. Hey, hey, hey. It's Vince in the motherfucking Bay, Bay, Bay. Hello? Check 1, 2. Don't fuck with me, Danny. Can you guys hear me? Any hoots. Vince in the Bay. Free Ball Friday. Thank you for joining me. Anywho, don't fuck with me, Danny. Anybody besides Danny, tell me if you can hear me okay. Turn up my mic. How about I turn down the music? There we go. Does that help? Is that better? Anywho, Spence in the Bay with all of you on this glorious Friday, Free Ball Friday, November 2nd, 2012. And I'd like to thank all the early chit-chatters. We've got a lot of folks here early on. I'm going to say thank you and give a big ups to Ambassador McHugs, Anon Sicko, Blitzy, City of Flint, Desert Rose, Dougie Doug, Frosty Time with Danny, Ghost something or other, zombie, whatever. Gonzo, PhD, shouts out to Gonzo, or not shouts out, big ups. I'm trying to eliminate shout outs from my life, folks. It's a difficult transition, but big ups to Gonzo, PhD, Hammurabi's Code, like how I got that right. Oh, God, who else? Oh, Carl Barks is here. That means I have to mute Carl Barks. Carl Barks, 2 minutes for being Carl Barks. 2 minutes. What else do we have? Oh, Melissa 13. Thank you for joining us again. Nikki Smokes a Lot. Hey, baby. How you doing? Good to see you in the chat room. Also, Nyan Wall. Whale? I don't know. I still can't get that one right. Prison Reform Movement in the building. Hey, baby. How you doing? Good to see you. Also, Radio 13. I'm sorry, I can't read. It's Radio 37. Welcome, Radio 37. I'm sorry if you were insulted by me calling you Radio 13. I get you guys mixed up all the time. Scarlet Kitty in the building. Hey, baby. Good to have you here. Sith Lord Moore II is in the house. Vert is in the building. Come on Her Face is in the house. Welcome, Come on Her Face. Good to have you here. And did I say Vert? Vert is in the building. And last but not least, Wild Goose 1-1-1-1-1-1-1. Okie dokie. So, as you all know, the East Coast is suffering from the aftermath of Hurricane Sandy. And I don't know if you've been paying attention, but there have been a few benefit. There's a benefit concert that was on earlier featuring Billy Joel and Bon Jovi and The Boss, Bruce Springsteen. And I thought I would do my part here as well on BTR to help with the relief effort. So throughout the night, I'm going to be performing some of my greatest hits in honor of those affected by Sandy. If you have been affected by Sandy, please feel free to call in and share your experience here with us. And we'll see if we can't lift your spirits. And, so I'm going to start off with what I do here every fucking Friday. And that is perform my theme song for the proceedings. It's called Free Ballin'. And I will be right back. All right, from the top, Free Ballin'. She's a good girl, loves her mama, loves Jesus and America too. She's got big tits, crazy about humping. She loves bareback and vibrator too. It's a long day living in the Bay. It's a long day, 'cause I got a big penis. There's a hippie running through the yard, and I'm a bad boy, 'cause I don't even miss her. I'm a bad boy for wearing no underpants, 'cause I'm free, free balling. Yes, I'm free, free ballin'. Yes, I'm free, free ballin'. That's right, not wearing any underpants tonight, kids. I hope you aren't either. That's because I'm free. Free ballin'. That's when you're wearing pants with no underpants. Try it sometime. Enjoy it. Be liberated. This one goes out to Anon Sicko. Anon Sicko, this is for you. Little Phil Collins on Blog Talk Radio. We'll be right back. Yeah,
guys. High five.
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Call in now, biatches, 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
For the nigger who be talking loud and holding his dick, talking shit, he better lay low. For the bitch that said I got some shit up out of my dick, now she sick, she better lay low. For the niggas who be claiming my hood and really ain't for my gang, better lay low. I hope he don't be thinking I'm just talking and I won't do a thing. Really hope so.
You already know what it is. It's Vincent Abay. Back here on another edition of Free Ball Friday. I am not wearing underpants. I hope you aren't either. And without any further ado, I want to bring on my good friend, Nopro. What's up, Nopro?
Oh, just enjoying things. It's real dry up here, so we're good. And having a fun time with my friends.
Yeah, good times. Speaking of your friends, we got Carl Barks in the chat room. And I'm going to, just for you, Opno Pro, I'm going to do what I should have done before. And now that I have you, both you and Carl Barks here, I'm going to make up for it. Okay?
Yeah.
This is for you. Are you watching the chat room, Opno Pro?
I can't see chat.
Oh. Well...
sorry.
I'm sorry, too. Goodbye, Carl Barks. Thanks for coming out. I just kicked him out of the chat room for you.
Okay.
Thanks for coming out, Carl Barks.
Too bad, Carl.
Maybe next time. Maybe next time.
Spell your name right.
So... Nopro, tell me. I guess Sandy is on everybody's mind. I'm talking about the weather storm.
Yeah.
Have
but,
you or anybody you know?
Brother,
have you or anybody you know? I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I checked with my brother. He lives in New Jersey. It's pretty messed up. All the transportation's down. His electricity's on, which is good. So a lot of people are coming up to the house to stay there. And... it's got a couple big trees that are just hanging on the phone poles, which you're not allowed to move. And there's another big one broadcast about 5 days from now, which he hopes doesn't tear the trees out completely, take down the lines and do whatever havoc it's going to do. But other than that, I don't know any people other than the statistics I'm reading in the paper.
Yeah, me too. I have lots of friends and family back east. I lived in New York for a couple of years. And
yeah,
no
I was
reports, and no reports of any harm or damage, luckily. It looks like the coast of New Jersey got hit pretty fucking bad though. Hello, is this thing on?
Yeah, nope. Jersey Shore, okay. I think, was where it landed.
Right. Let's bring on some more calls. We got some more people on here. Vert, you're on the air. What's going on, Vert? Vert, do you know?
Oh, not much.
Hello. What's going on,
Hello.
Vert?
Oh, not much. Just hanging out.
Some bad news, then.
Can you not hear me?
I can totally hear you. What's the bad news, Nopro?
Okay. The cat that emulates Nyan the cat died.
Are you serious?
Yep, today.
Oh, my God.
The real cat.
I didn't realize there was a real cat.
Yep. Yeah.
Oh. Well, you know what we should all do? I'm going to put you all on mute, and I'm going to put myself on mute. And we're just gonna pause for a moment. I'd like to, in fact, I'm gonna put the chat room on lockdown, and we're gonna take a moment of silence here for the cat that was the original Nyan cat. Rest in peace, Nyan Cat, and it's Vince in the Bay. I've got No Pro, I've got Vert with me here, and now I'm joined by Hammurabi's Code. What's up, Hammer?
Oh, not a lot. How are you doing tonight, Vince?
Well, I was doing pretty good until I just found out that the Nyan Cat died.
Yeah, I don't know how you can... I mean, that's sad. Somebody's cat died, but unless I see that, 24 hours of Nyan Cat go off YouTube, I'm just calling it a hoax.
Yeah, I couldn't believe there was actually an actual physical, real life cat that.
Was it made of Pop-Tarts? That's what I'm curious about.
I don't know. Let me bring No Pro back on. No Pro and Vert.
I don't think so. I don't think it was made of Pop-Tarts or anything. It was just a regular cat that somebody had an idea, and they used that, and that became Nyan Cat.
Yeah,
the
inspiration. The owner of the cat was the guy that invented the Neon Cat.
The owner of the cat is the guy that invented the Neon Cat. Therefore, his own cat was the inspiration.
Got it. One day he was just like stoned, eating a Pop-Tart, and his cat was in the kitchen and like jumped on his lap or something.
And shit a rainbow and flew across the room.
Oh.
Yeah,
that's kind of like what Melissa 13 does. She barfs rainbows.
My dick pisses rainbows. I've got a picture of it. I actually did it for Melissa.
I shit rainbows, dude. And I can do them one color at a time.
That's pretty cool. Awesome, Vince.
That is cool.
Yeah. Well, folks, if you're just joining us, we are doing a relief benefit show here for the survivors of Sandy. Everybody who made it, congratulations. And just like they had Billy Joel, who God knows where they stock him between benefit concerts, but he came out and did a couple of numbers. Bon Jovi, hometown boy, he did some numbers. Although I noticed that the other dude, who's his guitarist? Come on, people, Bon Jovi's guitarist. What's his name? God, people, Airbag should know. Well, whatever, dude. He was dating what's her name? Morgan Fairchild.
Nice.
Whatever. Hammer, talk to me. Have you been affected by Sandy directly, or anybody you know have they been affected?
Yeah. I mean. One of my buddies in particular seemed quite affected. He's actually in New York City. Does Geist, he's called in a couple times. But I think it's one of those things that unless you're actually a part of it and you see the devastation firsthand, it's really kind of hard to fully grasp the enormity of the situation that people on the East Coast are. I mean, I'm nowhere near there, so it didn't affect me at all. But, you know, I think people seeing their neighborhoods or friends' neighborhoods or old neighborhoods just completely torn apart, I don't know anybody that wouldn't affect, you know.
I want to give a shout out to
shout outs.
You're right. I got to correct myself. Big ups to Mary Mad and Nikki Smokes a Lot for fact checking me there for me. I appreciate it. Richie Sambora was not present today for that little shindig that Bon Jovi did. And of course it was not I was wrong about who he was dating. He's married to Heather Locklear.
That's a lot different than Morgan Fairchild.
But Dougie Doug I think got it first. So Dougie Doug wants a prize. Dougie Doug, in order to claim your prize you have to pick it up at at your nearest metro location. So if you can give me the nearest metropolitan location that you'd like to have your prize delivered to, I can award you your prize. Again, that's Dougie Doug who says, I am the tag team champions, damn straight. Okay. All right, folks. Well, the relief effort rolls on here, and I'm going to play another tune to benefit the relief here. This is an old one, an oldie but a goodie. This is going to take you back to last summer, which I fondly think of as the summer of lulls. That included Operation Bart and various other lulzy moments, provided namely by a. Namely inspired by the Lulzsec Merry Pranksters. And it's I have a featured guest on this track. It's Ghost. I know how much Ghost means to a lot of people on here. Ghost is he's a legend. I miss him. Ghost, or the Ghost of Ghost, if you're out there, thanks for the memories. And also Lulzsec Sex. That's what I wish would come out was Lulzsec. Where's that account? Anyway, this goes out to Lulzsec and Ghost wherever you are.
Vince, you stupid San Francisco 1978 Abercrombie Fitch loving piece of nipple clamp loving butt plug up the ass looking hot dog licking your ass having dog humping squirrel fisting bastard.
Yeah, the Ghost of Ghost. He lives on, and so does the ghost of the summer of lulls. I remember it like it was yesterday. Lulls, exciting and new, come aboard. We're expecting you and Lulz. Life's sweetest reward. Let it flow. It flows back to you and Lulz both.
It's so shocking and new. It's the Lulz.
Promise is laughing for everyone. Nya 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 nya. And love.
Are you guys seeing Love Boat?
Won't hurt anymore. It's an open smile. On a friendly shore, it's Lulz. Welcome.
Welcome aboard, it's Lulz. You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay.
Let's stop hating in the Bay. Here's my CD, by the way. In your deck, press play. Hear what I gotta say. Stop hating in the Bay. Here's my CD, by the way. In your deck, press play. Hear what I gotta say. Stop hating in the Bay.
Call in now, biatches. 347-826-7667. And now your host, Vince in the Bay.
Hear what I gotta say. Stop hating in the Bay. Here's my CD, by the way. In your deck, press play. Hear what I gotta say. Stop hating in the Bay. Here's my CD, by the way. In your deck, press play. Hear what I gotta
yeah.
say. Stop hating
oh,
in
yeah.
the Bay.
Oh, yeah. Tell him, Selassie. Stop hating in the Bay, everybody.
Hear what I gotta say. We got
just stop hating in the Bay. It'll be okay. I'm VITB back up in this, and now we are joined by Crappy Airbags. What's up, Bags?
Yo, Vince, what's up?
Nothing much, dude. What's up with you?
Nothing. Just chilling out. Got the power back on yesterday.
Sounds like you're chilling out. That's cool, man. That's congratulations.
Yeah, had generator power for whatever, 3 or 4 days.
Did you get any flooding?
No, there wasn't that much rain for us, actually. So we got away lucky. Comparatively to like, right now I'm about 90 miles southwest of Staten Island, so that was like apparently the epicenter from the pictures I've seen.
Yeah, well, Staten Island has could have been worse. It could have been washed away, but thankfully Staten Island has the highest peak in New York City.
Yeah, I didn't know that, but. And I don't know why people are so staunch about rebuilding there. It's going to just keep happening with a greater degree of frequency as everything gets warmer. So.
Yeah, I saw some clips of people's homes were just totally flattened or picked up and moved like a mile away on Staten
Island.
Yeah,
just the foundations. You just see the foundations sitting there,
yeah.
Basically. The house is nowhere in sight.
This woman found a picture. Pictures from her house, from her living room, she found like a half a mile away, or more even. It was just insane. And Ann Curry looked extremely concerned too. Anyway, Airbags, you're back. You're here. It's good to have you. You're on with No Pro, Vert, and the Hammer right now.
Hey, what's up?
Good to talk to you.
What's up, Vert?
Bags, what's happening?
Nothing.
Yeah, no, I just mute my mic so you can't hear me cough.
Oh, good.
Good to see you, dude.
Yeah, thanks for showing up, Bags. You brought out the ladies. Suddenly there's just like, they're all here. Mary Mad, Ms. Becker, Melissa, Nikki Smokes a Lot, Prison Reform Movement. All the ladies are in the house here, dude.
They're all the kind rainbow sisters.
Exactly. So I'm still waiting for Dougie Doug to give me his nearest metropolitan location where he can pick up he can claim his prize. Dougie Doug, please, if I missed it, personal message me because I want to make sure you get your prize.
So, Vince, the whole hurricane, the news-wise, seems to have eclipsed the, what was it, 6-point-something magnitude earthquake in British Columbia?
No, it was 7.7.
Oh, that's what, yeah. It was substantial.
The aftershocks
and it
were like 6.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was pretty hardcore. There was a tsunami warning, but it didn't really turn into it. There was 10-foot waves.
Didn't materialize into a tsunami. That's a good thing.
The most dramatic thing was 10-foot waves in Hawaii. That's it.
I got 10-foot waves in my pants every day, so.
I just fapped out a 10-foot wave during that last commercial break. I mean, song break.
So where's the angry Jew? Has he been calling in lately?
Why? We're looking for him? He'll
yeah.
show up. If you ask, he will come. It seems to
but
be.
Push the little angry Jew bell. That's the little bell that you push that makes him come a running.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll keep an eye out for him. But
yeah,
you missed it.
Good
here,
stuff.
I made up for not kicking out Carl Barks. What is it? A year ago now, probably more. I meant to kick Carl Barks out for the incident with Knob No Pro. So I made up for it tonight and kicked Carl Barks out of the chat room tonight. Like first thing, it was awesome.
Yeah.
What'd you do that for? What'd Carl Barks do besides minor chat room infractions?
That's just it. When you accumulate so much chat room infractions, every once in a while the hammer has to.
He was a habitual repeat offender for chat room violations, I will admit.
Exactly. So he needed a little bit harsher of a nudging.
Wow, you might have hurt his feelings though, Vince.
I hope he didn't take it personally.
Poor Carl Barks.
I'm just going by the rules. I mean, this is the internet. This is serious business.
I hear you. You got to do what you got to do, especially when it comes to fucking Carl Barks, because you give him an inch and he takes a mile.
I'm telling you, man, you have to run your blog talk radio show like a fucking Nazi. You really do. No pun intended. But you really have to clamp down. Like it's like I always have to bring it back to Lyndon Johnson and the BART platform.
Linton and his Johnson.
Yeah. Linton.
Hey Vince, did you see that the spot price for gold got the shit hammered out of it today at the end of the day today?
And by gold, you mean Apple stock?
Stock in
gold,
for the spot price
gold.
Of gold.
Yeah.
You buy gold.
Isn't
the
that
gold
weird?
Bullion.
Yeah. What's it?
It went vertically down. I don't have any proof because I didn't look at anything but the basic charts. But it looks like somebody high frequency hammered the shit out of gold today, and it dropped $40 an ounce. Silver dropped $2 an ounce, which doesn't sound like much, but it's almost
7%. I wish I would have bought silver. I wish I would have bought silver like 2 years ago. It was like $11.
Well, that's what everybody says, and they're trying to say that the gold getting hammered today was caused by the jobs report, which is total bullshit. But
oh, dude, all that stuff is so manipulated to death. You don't know what it doesn't. Nothing makes sense. Like fundamentals are out the window now. Everything is so
physical gold in your hand makes sense. Physical silver, platinum, palladium, and rhodium—they all make good sense in your hand, not as pieces of paper, though. Not as being held in someone's vault for you. Yeah, I wish I bought back in 1857. That's when I should have bought.
Right on.
But Apple got hit pretty hard, too. They sold out of iPads or mini iPads or whatever. They're like, people are tweeting, oh, there's only medium gray left. There's only
the gayness of all the new Apple product launches is so I'm so over it. I'm going to start up the van and seek out the next launch event and just mow people down in the parking lot.
Yeah, be careful.
I can't believe people camp out for each one of their new fucking devices.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I'm going to take out a row of campers probably.
God.
And I'm a peace-loving man, so you know the shit's wrong fundamentally.
Gonzo says, mini iPad is fail pad. hey, Ambassador McHugs, thank you for pointing out. I promised you folks, this is the last Blog Talk presidential poll ever. This is it. It's over after this one, and it's no holds barred. You can just wail all night on it if you want. Right now, it's Goofy Bone lead in the lead with 9,000. He's got over 9,000 votes. It's
9,011.
9,000? There's no way that could be right.
I think no. If you clear cookies on your browser, it'll count your vote twice. But if you don't clear cookies on your browser, it won't. But I don't know. I'm not sure about that. It might be looking at your IP, too.
No, I don't think it even does that anymore, because I did a iMacros on it, and it registered all my votes. And, yeah, you can go nuts. Goofy Bones has a brony, cholo brony army that is basically fixing this election. And if I have any chance of winning, it's got to be now. I have to somehow get at least over 9,000 votes.
If Goofy was with Chewbacca, he would be untouchable. But by himself, he's within reach.
There's just no way you can defeat his evil legion of cholo bronies. It's just impossible.
So if you go to the vote button and just push the F5 refresh button in your browser, does it register a new vote?
Yeah, yeah. That's what I'm saying. Vote, refresh.
That's
vote.
A DDoS.
You don't even have
everybody.
To.
Let's do that now. Tell Anani Ops, OpNoPro. We got to get everybody to do it all at once.
Everybody at once.
Everybody.
And that blocks them off.
I mean, vote.
Fucking everybody. That's the only way it'll work.
It's open for the next. Like week though, or next couple days at least. I think it goes till the 6th.
Oh, really? I'll just write a piece of software tomorrow, and I'll give you all the votes you need then.
Oh, perfect. Thanks, bro. I owe you a beer. Or an import. I'll get you
an import. No, yeah. Just an import.
All right.
I like Anchor Steam. You guys make that stuff out there.
Yeah, we have a little brewery here. You should come visit. They have you can take a tour. You drink for like 4 hours for whatever, for enough for free, I think. You just have to schedule it. It's insane. Let me bring on, I have a caller now. I think this might be Sicko. Sicko, what'd it do?
Not much. What's going on, guy? How's everybody doing tonight?
What up, Sicko?
My favorite.
How's it going, Sicko?
It's going all right. It's fucking cold outside. Stupid California. They lure you in with the perfect weather for 340 days out of the year, but for 26 days, they have to decide that it's going to be cold.
I think Sicko's wussing out. He's used to the Texas weather, and now he's all up in California, and he's like, oh, it's cold.
Hey, it gets cold in Texas. It gets pretty cold in Texas. It just doesn't snow in Texas.
No. Some parts of Texas it does.
Yeah, up in the northern panhandle, like the Amarillo area, they actually get a decent amount of snow every year. But anyways, how's everybody else doing tonight?
Doing fantastical. Just enjoying another lazy night on the airwaves here at BTR, providing mediocre content for the interwebs.
Yeah. It is a lazy night tonight. I almost didn't feel like calling in.
I want to give a big ups to At Home with Victoria. Shouts out to the AKA the news lady. The news lady, she has been busy. She's a news reporter. That's why I'm calling the fucking news lady. She just got through covering more Hurricane Sandy stuff. For her local station there, and she joins us now in the chat room. I'd be quite interested to hear what you reported on, Victoria, what you saw out there. I believe she covers like the Baltimore metropolitan area. Don't quote me on that, but she's badass, and she also does a show here on BTR. You should check it out. It's At Home with Victoria. She's in the chat room there. Hit her up. I'd like to. Anywho, Feel free to hit me up. Jesus, we're still in the first hour. It's 347-826-7667. We're talking Sandy or whatever. It doesn't matter. Sicko, do you have any close friends or family that have been affected by the hurricane?
I mean, my close friends that are affected by the hurricane are the same friends that everybody's hearing about on Twitter. You know, people like Liam and shit. You know, some of the stuff has been that the guys out there on the East Coast are doing is pretty amazing. Watching some of these networks that were built during Occupy spring into action to help people, you know, it's pretty cool. Kind of wish I was out there to help them, but, you know, there's hurricanes and shit over there. So I'm going to stay
Thank
in California.
You, I want to give a big up to Ms. Becker for voting for me. I now have over 2,000 votes. I've eclipsed the 2,000 mark. Well, this is what I'm thinking. At this point, I can just play spoiler because they weren't even going to put me on this fucking ballot. They were going to have just a two-team race, and then they decided to throw me on at the last minute as a third party. I don't know how I got on. Because Desert Rose beat me like by like one vote in the last. So they felt they had sympathy for me, so they threw me in. And what I'm thinking is, as long as I have more votes than the difference between Goofy and Desert Rose, I can at the last minute throw all of my support and all my delegates and my electoral votes to Desert Rose. And that will allow her to eclipse Goofy Bone and retain the title of Blog Talk Radio Champion. So I don't even care if we catch either of them. I just want to make sure we can sustain that margin right now. And right now we are. Right now it's she would be at over 9,219. And Goofy is 9,012. So
Bags is a genius. He should be able to write you a script for this.
Yeah, or that. If you want to just, yeah, you know what? I don't care. Just as long as I'm running on a platform now. We are put it basically on a fucking DEFCON 1. This is or 5 or whatever the most extreme one is. Yeah, we have to have a full out assault. The platform has now turned to simply anyone but Goofy Bone. It's just not Goofy
Bone.
But to be
fair, wasn't that always your platform?
Exactly. Thank you. Well, this is the bottom line. We just have to maintain pace so Desert Rose can be crowned not only a BTR queen, but also BTR president, because I will not stand for Goofy Bone winning this bullshit fucking poll. That, I would lose a lot of faith in the internet if Goofy Bone won this thing.
Well, but to be fair, Goofy Bone has no life. So it's like he can just sit there and for 24 straight hours click, you know, vote again.
Yeah, as does his audience, the Cholo Bronies.
What's up with the picture of Goofy Bones crying in the shower?
Dude, I don't know. And I hope he took that himself somehow, like put it on a timer. God bless the soul that had to take that picture. For some reason, okay, the guys that put this whole thing together, Jewish producer and
Mr. Midnight Movie,
they found this Best of Guitar Rock thing, and they decided to change the name to Vince in the Bay Presents Best of Guitar Rock, and they just think it's the funniest thing ever, and it's a cheesy old thing, but. They just can't get enough of it. They're convinced that that's me or looks like me. So, that is not me. That I know. Yeah, I don't know who
Vince
that
has
is.
Done a lot of shady shit, but nothing that shady.
Yeah, I was never the guitar tech for Def Leppard. Okay, I don't know where
he has standards.
Yeah.
He won't compromise his values.
Honestly, that looks like that's probably a gig that would have paid pretty well. You know? It's Vince in the Bay Presents Best of Guitar Rock. I mean, I think I might as well just do a whole series. Vince in the Bay Presents Best of Sitar.
You know, and then you can sell it and donate it to relief aid.
What?
You could sell it and then donate it for relief aid stuff for Sandy.
Exactly. And that's why we're here, folks. We're here to benefit Sandy.
We're here to benefit Sandy?
Yeah. I've been performing.
For Sandy?
Yes. This is my Sandy benefit show. I'm doing musical numbers.
But we're not here to benefit Sandy. We can't help her out.
Dude, we're totally helping out the victims. We're providing them with entertainment.
But that's different. That's different than benefiting Sandy.
All right. You know, you're right. This isn't even about Sandy. This is about the ladies, all the ladies in the house. Ladies, Sandy included. I mean, it's apropos that a female named Sandy would get all wet and then fuck up so many people's lives. Reminds me of another woman that used to be in my life, and I'm talking about Zuzana. Have I told you the story about Zuzana?
No.
Oh, well, let's get down to it. I think you've all heard of it. Just don't help like that.
We sit together on the sofa with the music way down low. I've waited so long for this moment. It's hard to believe it's really so. The door is locked, there's no one home. They've all gone out, we're all alone.
Zuzana, 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 I'm crazy loving you. I put my arm around your shoulder, run my fingers through your hair. It is a dream, I can't believe it. It took so long, it's only fair. And then the phone begins to ring,
and a stranger's voice on the other end of the line says,
"Oh, I'm sorry, wrong number."
You fucking whore.
Zuzana. Zuzana. Zuzana, you motherfucking whore. Zuzana. Zuzana. Zuzana, you crazy fucking whore.
That's right, Zuzana, I know what the fuck you're doing. Yeah, fellas, watch out for the Zuzana bitch. You know who I'm talking about. Yeah, I'm not talking about your regular garden variety dirty slut or whore. This bitch, this fucking cunt bag, she's a man killer.
Zuzana.
She'll eat your testicles. You know what I'm talking about, fellas.
Zuzana, Zuzana, I'm crazy fucking you. Hey, Zuzana.
Shooby dooby dooby doo. Listen up, you dirty sluts, you fucking whores, bitches, and hoe bags. This is Vincent the Bay all up in you, bringing you the real deals. These nuts serve more than meals on wheels, you know what I'm saying? So lay back, relax, and check out this story about my homegirl, Zuzana. I think you know her. Oh yeah, Zuzana, you know what I'm going to do to you, don't you? Yeah. Yeah, cradled between your tender thighs, I lift you to my mouth, and the abundance of your wetness greets me. My mouth overflows with your warm essence.
Your sweet taste is on my tongue. Your fragrance delights my senses. No gentle lick this visit. No bashful, cautious approach, for I wish to consume you. Push against my hungry mouth, young one, as the tip of my tongue slides up the slippery furrow that welcomes me between rows of delicate pink petals. Thrust against my generous tongue. Show me the power of your desire. My oral caresses consume you. My exploring tongue lifts the hood and finds your smooth, firm pearl. You squeal in that unique way you always do when I hit it just right, signaling that I've found your spot, of course. I harden with response. I harden in response. In response, I harden. My jaws protest that my mouth My jaws protest what my open mouth provides. But I'm unrelenting in my gift to you, intent on your fulfillment. I feel your body tense, Susanna. Why are you so quiet, Susanna? Are you getting close? You're so quiet, Susanna. Concentrating? Bearing down? Soon now, my love. Ecstasy approaches, Susanna. You push hard and fast against my tongue, shameless in using me, and I so willingly comply, until you cry out, and in your satisfaction I will find mine. But mine, Susanna, will be the greater, because I got you off, baby. You're mine, sister.
Susanna,
Susanna, I'm crazy humping you.
Crazy humping you.
Susanna, 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 I'm crazy fucking you.
Susanna,
Susanna, Susanna, you crazy fucking whore. I fucking hate you, Susanna.
Susanna.
You cunt bag.
Conduct with your host Vince in the Bay.
Don't quit your day job.
Mentre la multinazionale Thomson si è impadronita di tutti I brevetti della DPL e la ricerca ufficiale sembra si sia concentrata su applicazioni industriali di scarso interesse sociale e comunicativo, il sogno dei pionieri delle realtà virtuali perché queste siano condivise da più persone ed economicamente accessibili a tutti sembra allontanarsi. Ma la sperimentazione indipendente non si è fermata e oggi, grazie ad alcuni geniali creativi, è possibile accedere a dei sistemi di realtà virtuale a basso costo e condivisibili. Parliamo di Rentro 86, un segnale in balconi.
Fighters are really something else.
Flawless victory. Friendship.
Call in now, biatches. 347-826-7667. And now your host, Vince in the Bay.
What up, silly Negro?
I kind of take the limit.
Oh, yeah. Vince in the Bay back here. Thank you, everybody. We're benefiting.
Whatever you see.
Yeah, whatever you see, whatever you hear, it's no holds barred. We're back here. It's Vince in the Bay going, getting into hour number two now with OpinoProvert, Hammurabi's Code, Jesus, Sicko, and Crappy Airbags.
Vince, what did you just do to us? I think in some states that could be considered rape.
That was for the ladies. That was for the ladies.
You know, that's how Julian Assange got caught up.
That was like Chris Angel making everybody hypnotized.
I know immediately after I had to go. Right.
Right on. Well, hey, shouts out to all the survivors of Hurricane Sandy. That's for you.
No shout out.
God damn it. Big ups to the survivors of, thank you. I'm so glad you're here, OpinoPro. Big ups to the survivors of Hurricane Sandy. All the songs, the performances tonight are all dedicated to you. And also, we have to again say R.I.P. Nyan Cat.
Vince, this might be the only relief show that does more harm than good cause.
And what's your point?
I'm just letting you know. I didn't really have a point. At least you're trying.
Yeah. What do you want? Do you want to? I can go off the air. You can listen to fucking Goofy Bone.
No, don't do that. Don't do that. I'm just saying that last song.
Did that alienate you as a listener?
No, absolutely not. Vince, if I put up with some of the things that I've had to endure on this show, that last song was music to my ears, but I feel like some of the swing voters, I don't know. I think whole swing vote crowd, you might have just lost some of them. If you lose the election, that song is probably why.
Yeah, but I think I might have gained some swinging voters, though. The different demographic might be off better.
That is true. I mean, point, you just have to determine, you know, what your priorities are. Do you want to win the election, or do you want to swing it?
Take some.
I told you what I want to do. I just want to make sure I get enough votes to help Desert Rose beat Goofy Bone. Just as long as I can keep her ahead when I, at the very end, on this, I'm going to throw my delegation to her. That's all I care about. Swaggin. Yo, what's up, Mary Mad? Yeah, hour number two. We got a lot of peeps still in the house. Thank you for sticking with us, Ambassador McHuggs, Anon Sicko, Blitzy, City of Flint, Crappy Airbags, Desert Rose in the house. Dougie Doug, Frosty Time with Danny, Gonzo PhD, Hammurabi's Code, Hatch Bill in the house, Ice Tea Cake, okay, John Deere in the building, Mary Mad, Ms. Becker, Melissa, and Nikki Smooksalot, all four of the hotties right there in the gallery, folks, check it out, then followed up by Nyan Wall, and then another hottie, Prison Reform Movement, and then another hottie, Scarlet Kitty. We also have Ronnie Q. I don't even know, that might be a chick too. What else do we have? Sith Lord Moore the Second, Six Sevens, Vert, and Yo Mama's House. Thank you all for joining us. If you want to call in, there's an hour left to get in on this cavalcade of mediocrity. I have a few more tracks to play, actually. Of course, benefiting the good people if I had a choice to what charity to send proceeds to, it'd be to help the people in New Jersey on the coast there, and some of those folks in Staten Island too. But it doesn't feel like it was as hardcore as Katrina, though. I mean, it was devastating. Don't get me wrong, but just on the surface, from my vantage point, it seems like it's hit a lot of people. Some people really hard, but I mean,
Katrina killed 1,800 people.
Times Square is already buzzing, though. I mean, you know, the But I guess the last I heard, they canceled the marathon.
Yeah.
Or they postponed it. I don't know what they did, but they're not having the marathon.
Thank God. That would have been the dumbest thing they could have made.
That's like them canceling the fucking World Series after the fucking Al-Qaeda bombed us. It's like, you know, the terrorist win.
No. So
Sandy won. Let Mother Nature win. Seriously. Let Mother Nature know you're not going to take her shit and life will go on. Have the fucking race. You know what? If there's runners already have hotels booked, you know what? Get to know your neighbor, your fellow. Get to know your neighbor. Bunk up with the people that are out on their own because their house got knocked over. Come on, it's the least they can do.
Yeah, I don't know about that. Having that marathon might have been one of the dumbest things Bloomberg can do. He might have had riots on his hand if he'd held that marathon. There would have been some very pissed off people. You know, it's one thing to cancel the World Series. The World Series isn't in a city that's affected by it, but it's a whole nother to hold a marathon, running around a city that is a lot of poor people and a lot of people of color are still struggling to get back on their feet, and these people are going to go and hold a marathon. It's just it's a dumb idea. But no, you're right, though, Vince. Katrina killed 1,800 people. It took it took years even for the Gulf Coast to recover from that, you know, not just New Orleans, but the entire Gulf Coast. And while I'm not trying to downplay the significance of anybody affected by Hurricane Sandy, we're talking death tolls separated by thousands, you know. We're talking economies that it took forever to, you know, the city of New Orleans, it took forever for their economy to bounce back. And you know, for the economy of New York, now mind you, I'm not talking on the individual people, but for the economy of New York, it's not going to affect it in the long run. New York will bounce back and be okay. There were times when it didn't look like New Orleans was going to bounce back. You know, I watched the influx of kids from New Orleans that came to my school. Hundreds of kids, you know, immediately my school jumped from 4,600 people to 5,200 or 5,300 people, you know, over a 6-month period. It was insane. But I'll quit rambling on. What's going on, everybody else? Y'all are all quiet.
I lived in a part of Brooklyn that was really close, one block away from the path of the marathon.
Right.
One year, a friend of mine came out and we shot some video, which I got to track down because it's fucking classic. But we picked up like a couple dozen donuts and a bunch of coffee, and stood right next to the side of the road, and it was at the right, I want to say the ninth mile marker, but it was right near some mile marker. And we gave away like, I don't know, like five dozen donuts.
That's awesome.
And most of the coffee too. Like obviously the people at the front, the Kenyans and all
right.
the hardcore riders,
they weren't even
near us. But you know, once as the fucking
an hour after those people crossed
yeah,
you, that 45
minutes,
the other
an hour later, when all the
okay.
characters, all the weekend warriors come through, then all of a sudden they're like, oh yeah, shit, I'll have done it. Anyways,
it was actually for a documentary.
It was for a documentary my friend was making about donuts.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, I'll have to pick that. 347-867-667 is the number. Yes, I'm a donut aficionado. Let's go around the horn here. ObnoPro, your favorite donut?
Krispy Kreme.
What kind of Krispy? Just the basic one?
Right when the hot button is goes on.
Okay. Vert, your favorite donut?
Jelly filled.
That's a good one. Hammer, your favorite donut?
Chocolate, without a doubt.
Just chocolate. What do you mean, Michael? Chocolate cake? Like just a cake donut that's chocolate?
Oh, fuck a cake donut. Are you kidding me?
There's
this... I don't know if you guys have Lamar's out there, but they got a chocolate raised with chocolate icing. Their chocolate icing is awesome. But holy shit, is that a good donut, Vince.
Ouch. That sounds like an artery clogger. Bags, favorite donut?
I'm not a big donut guy, but I like the hot ones that are fresh.
That's what she said. Sicko, favorite donut?
I think it's just your classic donut with chocolate frosting on it.
And we have another caller now. Unscreened caller, you're on the air. What's your favorite donut?
Dunkin' Donut.
Is that Mickey?
Okay.
Hello?
All right, guys. My phone's going to die, so I'm going to let y'all go.
Hello?
Hello?
Hey, what's going on? Who's this?
Hey, Nikki.
Nikki. Hey, Nikki. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
So much better now that you're here.
Good show.
Yeah, we're having fun. We got, there's only there's less than an hour to go, so... big ups to Anon Sicko for coming through. Thanks for calling in. Appreciate the call. And now Nikki's going to finish us off here. We've got 48 minutes to go. Nikki, what's going on? What's on your mind tonight?
I was wondering if you could tell me what the hell a goofy bone is.
You know, I saw you tweet this today. It's a cross between the goofy character and a bone. I can't tell you. I don't get it either. He has. I think if you go to Goofy Bones' homepage on BTR, he actually explains it. Yeah. I. Beyond the name, there's just no reasoning for Goofy Bone whatsoever. So, and it's kind of weird. He's part Disney character, and he also has Chewbacca, the Star Wars character. And you know how Disney just recently bought Star Wars, you know, basically bought Star Wars, bought Lucas.
I heard about that. Yeah.
Yeah.
How do you feel about that? Are you a Star Wars fan?
Yeah, of course. I grew up on Star Wars, but the first three, and that's it. Like, the new ones, I hated. I hated them all. They just, it wasn't the same thing. And that was bad enough, and I think Disney will further, taint the franchise. They'll exploit it to death.
No, we're still on.
Yeah, tell whoever's back there at the radio show is still fucking on. And so he'll be on for another 45 minutes so he can shove it.
I'm live. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Thank you, everybody, to everybody who's been tweeting the show. Appreciate it. Especially Anani Bacon Narwhal.
Anani Bacon Narwhal.
Yeah.
One of the names. Anon Bacon Narwhal.
It's out there, man.
Don't know who it is. Anon Bacon Narwhal.
Oh, is that somebody
that's called? Yeah, somebody just called.
Oh, wait, Nikki, did I ask you what your favorite donut was again?
Yes, Dunkin' Donuts.
What do you mean Dunkin' Donuts? There's like a Dunkin' Donuts is a brand. There's tons of
donuts. What's your favorite donut?
I know. They have the best. My favorite donut, chocolate with sprinkles.
She just said the same thing, chocolate with sprinkles.
Yeah. I'm a big sprinkle fan myself.
We got a chocolate voter here, too.
Love chocolate.
Yeah. I like the glazed old fashioned. If I had to, just have one donut, it'd be a glazed old fashioned.
They're yummy.
That'd be a sour cream.
I'm sorry, I'm getting distracted here. Gonzo's got a little sidebar going on here. It says, Vince's landlord looking to evict during show for the win. Shadow's favorite donut is any with a hole in middle. Okey-doke. Scarlet Kitty says, apple fritters are pretty amazing, but I only like the outer bits. I like the whole apple fritter. It's pretty good, but it's very filling. Careful! Don't go too crazy with the apple fritters, there, kids. Glazed, of course.
Krispy Kreme.
They're too sweet.
Yeah, it's very sweet. You know what I used to indulge on for a little while was, oh man, the Krispy Kreme have the donut of the month, and one month it was. MG. That shit was intense.
That's when I grew.
It was like the regular pod with the filling, but with the glaze. With the cream frosting, and the middle. It was mixed with peach or whatever. It was insane.
That's got to be great.
Oh.
Yummy.
Unbelievable. Sorry, I got distracted just getting the visuals there.
Right?
What? Did you say?
You're making me hungry.
Yeah? Do you want to take a break to get a snack?
No, I'm good.
Okay, all right. Just feel free, everybody. I don't have enough Mountain Dew and Butterfingers to hand out, so you're kind of on your own.
Starburst, motherfucker.
Starburst, or you know what? Actually, I'm a big if I could be sponsored by any candy, it'd be Hi-Chew. I love Hi-Chew. Grape Hi-Chew. That's what I like. Peach Hi-Chew. Mango Hi-Chew. All that stuff.
I like Ginga pudding. A word from our sponsor.
Oh yeah. Should we get that in? I always forget to play our sponsors. It's my bad, people.
I've never even heard it.
What, putty?
Oh, is that it?
Takara Tomy.
Again, our sponsor, Pudding Gigante. Pudding Gigante. Pudding. That's our sponsor, folks. Thank you for coming out. Thank you for tuning in to Vince in the Bay. It's Free Mall Friday, folks. Call in 347-826-7667.
Pretty, 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 got pretty.
Lucasfilm seems a lot like this.
Welcome, everybody. It's Vince in the Bay. Welcome to Vince in the Bay News Break. These are some of the stories that we're following right now in progress. If you have a news item you'd like to share with us, we'll bring you on now. Try to make everything breaking on, you know, up to the minute. First, we're examining the remnants of Hurricane Sandy. You've been tuning, of course, to the benefit show. We'll get back to that in a moment. But currently, we're going to go to the chat room. Anybody in the chat room have any links for any news, breaking news that you want to share? I know Mary Mad, Prison Reform Movement, Ms. Becker, all have. Ms. Becker, you should send me that news. That news for
Ms. Becker.
Yeah, Ms. Becker has been a little busy little bee down there in, West Covina. It's a couple of days away from Election Day, and her candidate for her local assemblyman has been under attack for her campaign. And, it's going to be tight at the polls, I guess, and she's been very active in trying
she's
to...
She's in the chat room. She's not on the air.
No, she's not.
Yeah, he's saying hi to everybody in the chat room.
Yeah. Vote for Roger Hernandez, she says. Yeah. Yeah. It, send me that link, Becker. I'll fucking read it.
We need the services of the fifth smartest hacker in the world, Barrett Brown.
I thought he was number four.
Was it number four?
Yes. That's right, Barrett Brown, the number four cyber criminal. I wrote to Jay Lederman that I thought that was pretty low, that he was the number four computer criminal. Like, he hasn't been. First of all, he hasn't been convicted of anything, and what he has been alleged, or charged with, doesn't really involve any sort of hacking or. Computer infractions per se at all. I mean,
and he's not a hacker and he knows it.
Yeah, exactly. And they have him,
ahead
of Kevin Mitnick. Oh man, I thought that was so hilarious. And also just all the typos and stuff and the information that was put out was, some of it was bunk. It was really poorly put together. And what scares me is publications, if you want to call them that, like the Business Insider, it has that name. They're like, oh, that sounds real. Like, there's the Financial Times and then there's Business Insider. No, Business Insider is like, it's like that examiner.com, if you know what I'm talking about. It's just people trying to put together an online news rag. And everybody's getting their panties in a wad. Anyway, let's give a big ups to the people that have really just hung on in here with me for the end of this train to destruction that I call disorderly conduct. Talking about a non-sicko, crappy airbags, Ducky Doug, Goosey. Oh, Wild Goose is in the house now. Shout out, or big ups to Wild Goosey. Gonzo PhD, thank you for hanging out. Hey, everybody, if you could just do me a favor and tweet out the show. Let's get some more folks in here. We got 45 minutes.
Okay, get on.
We can take this up a notch if you want, or we can just keep
get
cruising.
Get City.
Along.
City, come on.
What?
On. City.
Who are you talking to, dude?
City from Michigan.
Oh. Oh, yeah. Also, try to vote for me. Blog Talk Radio. Or no, I'm sorry. It's btrpresident.blogspot.com. Vote early. Vote often. We just need to stay pace with the difference between Desert Rose and Goofy Bob. It's going to be tight.
I like Desert Rose.
Yeah, I love Desert Rose. She's the queen. That's why she should be the president, too.
Not she Desert is America's queen. Sweetheart.
God, is that a Nanny Bear talking?
That's not a Nanny Bear. That's Nikki.
Oh.
Yeah.
Hi.
She's a co-host of Johnny
Hi.
Kush. In fact, she's Johnny Kush's wife. At the Marijuana Happy Hour, she's a BTR stalwart in her own. And she's joining us here tonight on the panel, as it were. Hello, is this on?
Thanks for having me.
How about the release of Brian's movie in Toronto?
Oh, I didn't know about that. It's also a report that We Are Legion has been released in Toronto.
And 5 other places. It's in full release as of tonight.
We Are Legion is taking over.
Yeah, it was released 2 days ago for full release online.
What? I'm going to do a contest. Speaking of which, if you want to try, is watch that movie and see if you can pick me out in that movie. I'm in that movie I have a cameo in that movie.
I got you, and I even have the train station I want it delivered to.
Oh, really? What?
For Ben? I got Vince's part.
Yeah? Found me? I wish they would have showed the whole clip of my interaction with camera guy. And I think that would have been even funnier because it's just... Anyways, I'm not going to give anything away.
No, you're the one doing You Can't Expect Us from San Francisco.
Something like that. I'm giving shout-outs. Big ups. Thank you, Goosey, Gonzo, PhD, Hammurabi, I Eat Cake.
That dude's name is I Eat Cake.
John Deere, Mary Mad, Ms. Becker, Melissa 13, Nikki Smokes a Lot, Nyan Wall, Prison Reform Movement, Scarlet Kitty, Sith Lord Moore the Second, 6-7, Stippy, and Vert. What? Yeah, and sure, yeah, keep trying to vote for me at president, btrpresident.blogspot.com. So, Nikki, did you know anybody that was directly affected by the hurricane?
No. No, I don't.
You're lucky.
I feel very bad for those people.
Yeah, it looks pretty hardcore. So what else?
But it's also a side effect of living on the East Coast, too. I mean, Midwest gets tornadoes.
Yeah, we get earthquakes.
Yes.
Huge ones. They're enormous. Like, every day. At least a 6.2 every day here. You don't want to live here, people. Stay away. It's too dangerous.
It's not that bad.
We've adapted to it, but other people would just not get it. Stay away. Hello, is everybody dead? What?
No, it's your show.
Say something.
We're listening.
Well,
what's your favorite movie?
What's my favorite movie?
Yes.
I think my favorite movie is I'm gonna have to say probably the original Star Wars of all time. That was probably like the movie I've seen the most.
Awesome.
I know
who's the other guy here? Who's the other guy here?
No pro.
Okay.
Which one? They're all guys here.
We've How many are here?
We've got a harem of dudes here. That's like 27 of us.
So would you guys all agree? Star Wars?
No.
Oh, Reservoir Dogs. That's a good movie. All right, what's your favorite porn? Who's your favorite porn star, Vince?
Ooh, that's tough. Man, that's really tough.
I'm gonna have to say Gina Fine.
Who?
And Jeff Jameson.
For me? Are you saying that for me or for you?
For me.
Oh, okay. Oh man, dude, it's really tough. That's really tough. You know what? For me, I like. I would say right now, Jelena Jameson. No, Jelena Jensen. Yeah, that's her name. Jelena Jensen.
Jelena Jensen?
Yeah, Jelena Jensen.
I have to check her out.
She's got like the perfect tits. It's unreal. Her performance, sometimes good, sometimes not, but she's just a spectacle. For me, at least. I don't know. She's curvy. Another one I like is Gianna Michaels. Carmella Bing. Ryan Keeley. Who else? There's so many.
Seem to know their name.
I like BBWs too. Like, I found this chick. Oh man, Maria Moore. She's a BBW. Oh damn, she's smoking. She's awesome.
Vince is a boob guy. Doxed.
Yeah, pretty much.
A lot of men are.
Totally doxed as a boob.
I'm definitely a boob guy. There's self-dox on that all the time. I don't understand wanting super tiny ass. That's me.
Oh, you know what? My all-time favorite, though, if I had to pick one for all time, and she's still hot today, I'd say Christy Canyon.
I remember
You're fucking
that name.
Crazy, Gonzo. Christy Canyon was hot.
Jelena Jensen to me is like the new version of Christy Canyon.
I still love Samantha Fox.
Gonzo doesn't like porn because it exploits women. What fucking planet are you on, man?
Dude, he's a moral fag. Let him do his thing.
Jesus Christ. No, let him. Did he call in?
Of course not.
Me? I got the wrong number. Who are you?
Huh?
Oh, there's...
I called in and got the wrong number. Who are you?
Is he talking to me or you, Vince?
I think he's talking to you, Hammer.
I called in, too.
Yeah, but you got the right number.
There's two numbers?
I got the wrong number.
There's east of the Rockies. It's 1-347-826-7667. West of the Rockies, 347-826-7667.
I dialed 1. Actually, I just clicked a button, and then I clicked on one.
Yeah, that's the best way to do it. Skype, but whatever.
What's wrong with Samantha? I don't get it.
How long have you been on BTR, Vince?
I have been on BTR. So everybody, Nikki is a noob, I guess, to Vince in the Bay. I've been on BTR for about almost 4 years, I think, on and off. I've taken sabbaticals. And now I'm just doing it like once a week, and then every often when I get a wild hair up my head. I like to call into other people's shows.
I'm sorry, sometimes I get bad reception. So you go in and out.
Oh, really?
No, he was Patriot Gregging.
Am I Patriot Gregging?
Patriot Gregging.
What is that?
Patriot Greg is when, like, your audio is cutting in and out.
Oh, okay. Never heard it called that.
No.
Sorry, I had a Maria Moore movie open. I had to close that. I think that might be what's fucking with my bandwidth.
And mine.
347-826-7667. Well, since we have a lull in the conversation here, we might as well continue the celebration that we're trying to do here. We're trying to entertain the folks who've been affected by Sandy, and throughout the night I've been playing some of my greatest hits, and another one that I want to dedicate to all the people out there is just to keep things in perspective. It could be worse, you know. But it's kind of, you know, you could be an internet host with a bunch of trolls calling you and attacking you every night. Luckily, I do this show right now in this time slot, and there's two shows going on that are sort of troll magnets. So
they are.
So, you notice how I strategically placed my show there. Plus, I do it for Bags. Bags, you know, it's past his bedtime as it is, so he can usually muster up the energy and fortitude to stay up once a week, or maybe at least once a month. Bags, are you asleep yet?
No, I'm good here, bro.
He's there.
All right.
Vince, I'm saying good night to everybody. I've got to go.
All right. Hey, thanks for coming through. As always, No Pro, it's a pleasure.
Absolutely.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes.
So many thank
no yous. Pro, thanks.
Tune in.
You bet, to everybody. Have a great night. Have a great week. And I'll see you next Friday.
All right. No Pro.
Hell yeah. Sleep
thank
well,
you.
Dude.
Thanks for coming through, No Pro. Appreciate it. If you want to join us, we got 22 minutes left. 22 minutes to ride out this storm we call Free Ball Friday. You're not supposed to be wearing any underpants. I'm cheating right now. I'm not wearing any pants either. I should put those back on. While I'm trying to do that, so, you know what? I'm going to play another oldie but a goodie by yours truly. This is dedicated to those who are affected by Sandy. Hey, it could be worse. You could be, you know, being inundated with trolls. And I wrote a little song called 99 Trolls, and here it is. I'll be right back.
If you're having troll problems, I feel bad for you, son. I got 99 trolls and a bitch ain't one.
Maximum control of the crap patrol.
Hoes want to make sure my casket's closed.
Bitch-ass troll says flippity-floppity-floopity.
I'm from the Bay, stupid.
What type of facts are those? If you grew up with hoes in your pantaloons,
celebrate the minute that you was having a hoe.
I like my hoes.
You can kiss my whole asshole. If you don't like my floppy, you can press a bitch.
I got beef with radio if they don't play my show. They don't take a hint.
Well, I don't give a shit. So?
That bitch is trying to use my white ass. So you can smoke more hash for ass. Fuckers!
I don't know what you're taking me as.
So understand the intelligence of Vincent the Bay has.
I'm from hags to bitches, niggas. I ain't dumb.
I got 99 trolls.
And a bitch ain't one.
I got 99 trolls, but a bitch ain't one.
If you're having troll problems, I feel bad for you, son. I got 99 trolls.
But a bitch ain't one. Hit me!
Hi, I was just wondering what this show was all about.
Tonight, it's open line. It's all about you, sister. So whatever's on your mind, share it with us.
I just broke up with my boyfriend, and I was wondering what I should do to get him back.
Do you give a good blowjob?
Well, not exactly. I'm missing a couple fingers
on
one hand.
Hang on. There's the problem right there. Maybe you wouldn't have lost your boyfriend in the first place had you learned how to give proper fellatio.
Next.
Yeah, all right, let's take another call. We got a blocked number here, 111. You're on the air. OK,
Okay, I don't want to hear your stupid ringtone.
Well, my name is Kate, and I live in Chicago, and I just thought that, you know, you sound like a babe.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it.
What a good with you, Vince.
What's on your mind tonight, dude?
Oh, man, shit, nothing. Just putting into your little mega show.
Thank you for the love, folks. I really appreciate it.
So I'm a homosexual, and my dad said that the earthquake in Japan was my fault because I listened to devil worshiping music like Lady Gaga and Rihanna. What's your opinion on that?
I say fuck what people say about you. If you like Lady Gaga, more power to you, brother.
Ago. A nigga like myself had a strong arm, a hoe. This is not a hoe with a sense of having a pussy, but a pussy having a goddamn sense, try and push me. I try to ignore him, talk to the Lord, pray for him, but some fools just not of a form. You know the type, loud as a motorbike, but wouldn't bust a grape in a fruit fight. And only thing that's gonna happen is I'ma get the clapping, and he and his boys gonna be yapping to the captain. And there I go trapped in a Kit Kat again. Back through the system with the riffraff again. Fiends on the floor, scratching again. Paparazzis with their cameras, snapping them. DA try to give a nigga shaft again. Half a mil for bail cause I'm African. Or because the fool was harassing them. Trying to play the boy like he's saccharine. But ain't nothing cheaper, I hold my gun. I got and the bitch ain't one. Hit me.
Hello.
Hello, 111. Yeah, you're on the air.
Hi, Vince.
Hey, who's this?
Me.
Who?
Carl.
Who?
Carl.
Carl.
Carl. Oh, hi, Carl. Yeah. Hey, what's up, Carl? What's on your mind tonight?
Listen, did you take the cats for a walk tonight? Or because I think a little Sparky peed on your side of the bed. And can you run to the store for me and get me some hummus?
Okay, the cat's name is not Sparky or Spunky or whatever you called it. All right, I don't even know what the goddamn cat's name is, but I don't have time for this shit. Benjamin Solomon. Benjamin, what's going on, dude?
Hey, what's going on with you?
Oh, I'm just chilling with two fine young ladies and enjoying my second White Russian of the evening, and also just sucked down a nice little healthy bong hit.
Well, anyway, where's Goofy Bone and 192?
The other day, okay, I was going down with my man, and I smelled something, and I didn't know what it was. And I know that wasn't me, you know?
Now,
wait.
I'm sorry.
Wait, who is this? Are you telling me that this is the bitch on my man? I don't understand.
No, I'm not saying that. No, I'm suggesting that you, maybe
because
you want to switch. If you want to switch men with this other bitch, maybe you and the other bitch want to switch teams.
Is she calling my man? Is this a girl calling my man? This is a girl who's...
Like, let's think of this as like the NBA. You guys are trading players, all right? All right. 925, you're on the air. What's up?
I had a question for Razzle Dazzle.
Yeah, go ahead.
What's it like being Mormon?
She's not Mormon. She's Baptist.
Like a Mormon.
She said she's Baptist. She's not Mormon. She lives in Utah. She's not Mormon.
How? If you're from Utah, you're Mormon.
Immigrated here.
Utah is a state. It has geographical boundaries. Just because you're physically in those geographical boundaries does not mean you are automatically anything.
I just want to know why she's on my man. I just want to know.
Who's your man?
Why your man on me?
You
know my
man's
on now. You don't know my man's on now. My man at work. Shit, he getting paid. This ain't cheap. This don't come cheap. I want to know who this razzle dazzle is getting it free on the side. Sideline hoe, sideline bitch. I don't care. How comes I can't be the co-host? What's so great?
Well, I'll tell you what. I can have more than one co-host. It doesn't matter. I can have several co-hosts. I have plenty of jelly rolls to accommodate everybody, ladies, so... You know, there's plenty of room. My lap is like a fucking amphitheater, all right?
Yo, it's all real. Oh, no. Sonny's
Wait, who?
What?
Oh.
All right, man, forget it. You gotta try harder. It's your boy, Vincent the Bank.
If you're having troll problems, I feel bad for your son. I got 99 trolls.
But a bitch ain't one.
Everybody stay alert. You've got an enemy on your tail. Use the barrel roll. Do a 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 barrel roll.
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show. Oh, motherfucking yeah. I want to thank once again my good friend OpnoPro for stopping in tonight. It's great to have him back on, as always, every Friday night. It's Disorderly Conduct Free Ball Friday. So I hope all your underpants are still off. There's what, 12 minutes left. You can put them back on then. Wild Goose in the chat room says, I can't stop watching the horse rape. What's the horse rape? I don't get the reference. What's he saying?
I'm not too sure I want to know.
Oh, no, I'm not clicking on that. I refuse to click on that. And I do not, once again, Vincent the Bay does not endorse any of the content that is shared in the chat room. Thank you, Gonzo. Dr. Gonzo. Dr. Gonzo, when are you going to have a BTR show? Honestly, Dr. Gonzo, you should have a BTR show. Melissa says we got over 9,000 votes. Over 3,000 votes. Are you sure? Let me go check. It's btrpresident.blogspot.com. Go there, vote for Vince in the Bay. We've got over 3,000 votes. That's pretty good. You add that to Desert Roses 7,258, you get well over 10,000. Goofy is just at 9,014. So our campaign to make sure Goofy Bone is not crowned president is so far a success. If the polls close today, Goofy Bone would not be president. Okay.
Awesome.
That's the bottom line.
He's a very grumpy man. They should call him Grumpy Bones.
Yeah, I think it's a great idea. He is always grumpy. He's kind of like the Oscar the Grouch of BTR.
He yells a lot.
But he does, to his credit, though, Goofy Bone does have 9,014 votes, and that's technically over 9,000. So, shouts out to him.
Wow.
It's over 9,000!
Yeah. So, I'm here with Nikki and Bags and Hammer and Vert, and a couple other callers are lurking in the shadows there. I see you folks. If you want to join the conversation, just press the number one. We've got 10 minutes left. Not much time for you to jump in, you know, jump in on this cavalcade of mediocrity called Free Ball Friday here. I guess, hey, Vert, are you there? I think we lost
Vert. Yes.
Okay.
Yo. No, I'm still here.
All right, I'm just taking a little...
Hello.
Do a little house cleaning here. Making sure everybody's... But yeah, the people that are lingering there in the chat, on the switchboard, if you want to join the conversation, press the number one, please. And, yeah, if you missed it earlier, we did a moment of silence for Nyan Cat. Nyan Cat, apparently the inspiration for Nyan Cat, passed away. So if you missed that, you should check it out in the archives. Gonzo's got, he says he cannot spread his Zionist agenda in less than 10 minutes. Well, on BTR, you get 30. So do it, man. For free, you get 30. Technically 45. So it's like basically a 45-minute podcast for free. The call-in numbers, that's, I mean, what do you can play some clips if you want. All right, let's take a call here. Unscreened caller, you're on the air. Who is this and what's on your mind?
Hello, Vincent.
Yes, sir.
Hello.
Hi, who's
this? Hello, Vincent. This is former Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger. How are you tonight?
Oh, Arnold, I'm doing fantastic. So glad you're here. You caught us off guard. We're ending the show soon. I wish you'd called earlier, but very grateful to have you on now. What's up? What's on your mind, Governor?
Well, I just got in from seeing my bastard child, and I remember that your show was on, so I wanted to call in and remind everybody to vote for Vince in the Bay for BTR president. He is the only candidate that will bring to you the good things that the people of California need. And I also want to remind people to vote on November the 6th for Mitt Romney, not the guy that he is running against, but please vote for Vince in the Bay. Do not let Goofy Bone get the presidency. That would be a bad thing. It'd be like dictatorship.
Wow, Governor, I am honored that you would endorse me. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Very nice. You are very welcome, Vincent. You know, ever since I was the governor of California, you know, I've obviously been banging the maids and, you know, telling Maria to go upon the pavement. You know, I've just been making the rounds, you know, just like it used to be when me and Lou Ferrigno, you know, were pumping iron and smoking weed. You know, just been trying to loosen it up, you know.
I hear you, absolutely. Hey, Governor, since we have you here, I want to see if anybody on the panel has any questions for you. Let's go around here. Vert, do you have anything for the Governor?
Not at this moment. He kind of scares me.
Oh, that's unfortunate. I mean, he fucking ran my state for several years, and, you know, I'm still alive. Anyway, moving on. Hammer, any thoughts, any questions, any anecdotes for the Governor?
Yeah, Governor, are you going to be attending WrestleMania? It's coming up here pretty quick.
We are in the works with Vince McMahon. I do not know yet. I would like to say that his wife is not a very worthy candidate. She keeps flip-flopping, kind of like John Kerry. She doesn't know if she's a Republican or if she wants to support Obama. You know, she's like a real flip-flopper. I don't know. But as far as WrestleMania goes...
WrestleMania.
What is WrestleMania?
I don't
know.
I don't believe you even lift. Do you even lift now?
I take Viagra. That's what I lift. I lift a glass of water to my lips, and I swallow the pill.
Wow. Nice. That's incredible.
When you're hitting the maids, you know, when you're trying to decompress from being the governor, you know, you've got to kind of, you know, utilize the pharmaceutical, you know, the help a bit, you know, with the blue pill.
I hear you, no doubt. Hey, Airbags, do you have anything for the governator?
Yeah, why was he tagging that maid? She was totally mediocre at best. What the fuck?
She was horrible.
Well, you know, I got to say that when you're famous like I am, you know, sometimes you just got to, you know, hit the occasional slump buster and, you know, take one for the team.
Amazing.
Good enough. We love you, baby, either way, though.
I'm sorry, what was that?
I said we love you, baby, either way, no matter what you're hitting.
I love all the fans. I love them all.
Okay, Nikki, do you have any ideas, thoughts, questions for the governor since we got him here?
Oh, is there a lady in here?
Oh, God, are you kidding me? There's enough lady in here for all of us.
Oh, I like Nikki's, ladies.
Yeah, Nikki's here. Nikki, anything for the governor?
Yes. What is your favorite sex position?
My favorite sex position? I would have to say the doggy style.
I knew you were going to say that.
You know, it's great, you know, especially with that maid, you know, you don't have to look at her face, you know, you just can hit it from behind.
Absolutely. We don't want to look at your fuck face either.
Oh, another fan. I love the fans.
Oh, I'm sorry. Can I cuss on your show? I get a little mouthy sometimes.
Dude, I love it when you talk dirty. Okay. Well, hey, we're wrapping it up here, folks. Quickly, let's go around the horn. Final thoughts. Vert, you have anything you'd like to plug or any people you'd like to say hello to?
Thanks, everybody, and thanks for the show, dude. I love listening. I missed you last week. So thanks, everybody.
Hammer, any parting thoughts?
I don't think I have any tonight.
Wow, very uninspired.
Out.
You're very uninspired tonight. I apologize. You know, I got your name right and everything tonight, and I wasn't able.
That was awesome. I'm not trying to short sell that accomplishment or anything. I guess we covered so many different topics. I don't even know where to begin. I mean, I've got so many new things to look at, like bacon maple donuts, maple bacon donuts. I asked an IRC earlier. About, has anybody here ever actually tried a maple bacon donut? And the bartender told me straight up, it's a maple bacon donut. So that's, I guess, all the affirmation I needed. So tomorrow morning, rest assured, Block Talk Radio listeners, I will be trying a maple bacon donut.
Godspeed to you, sir. Grab your airbags quickly. Final thoughts.
I don't know. Rock
right,
on.
Excellent. Thank you. Great to have you back. Nikki, final thoughts quickly.
I'm going to smoke some weed.
Oh, I'll be right there.
Good call.
Can I smoke it with you?
Absolutely.
You're so hot. You probably light the joint yourself.
Yes, and the bong.
Hey, Governator, final thoughts quickly.
Vincent, I just wanted to say thank you very much for allowing me on your show tonight. I wish you Godspeed in your election campaign. I will call you back when you win your presidency, and congratulate you then. Other than that, everybody have a good night. Vote for Vince in the Bay, and then vote Romney, Ryan, November 6th, please. Don't vote for the guy he's running against.
All right. Thanks a lot, everybody. Appreciate it. Hit me up on Twitter, twitter.com/VinceInTheBay. Thank you to all the chit-chatters for listening, especially a non-sicko. Come on her face. Crappy airbags. Dougie Doug. Goosey.
That's Asshurt Max.
What? I'm sorry. Crappy airbags. Come on her face. Dougie Doug. Goosey. Gonzo PhD. Hammurabi's Code. Ice. Wait. I eat cake. I'm sorry. I eat cake. John Deere. Mary Mad. Ms. Becker. Melissa 13. Nikki smokes a lot. Nyan Wall. Prison Reform Movement. 6-7s. Stippy. And Vert. And thank you again to my panel. Very grateful to have you here with me. And I look forward to making sweet audio love to all of you again very soon. And until next time, peace out.
Are you on the level?
You're gonna take down your pants, or do I have to do it for you?
Surprise, nigga!
Thank you very nice.